It was an itchy nightmare.
You got into a mess of chiggers. What were you doing, Michael J. Hart the Fourth?
I don't know. So here's the thing. We had in our backyard, we lived very close to the ocean. So our backyard, it was very, like, the yard is kind of sandy. But then, and so the grass was very thin. But then right behind that, there was this grove area. And I used to play out in that grove a lot.
This sounds like optimal chigger habitat.
Yeah, it was, and it was kind of humid and hot. And
this
yeah.
sounds like the optimal environment for a mess of chiggers. And you're rolling around in that?
I just rolled around in it.
So your whole body, you have a whole body.
Head to toe.
Chigger.
Covered in chiggers. It was a bad deal. My mom was freaking out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have a role on this program other than talking? Like, I kind of operate the board, and I hand you different things, like the headphones and stuff. But what do you... What's your role?
Well, Chief Pundit.
Oh, yeah, Chief Pundit. Yeah, there we go. He's Chief Pundit of the computer radio program, the Differentiated Business Podcast, Michael J. Hart. Is there a pun or a catchphrase that you like so much that you wish in your wildest dreams you would have come up with it yourself? Something you've heard...
Oof.
You're like, gosh, I wish I would have said that first. Something I've said that you thought was incredibly
really funny.
Clever, and you're like, golly, I wish I would have said that. He's so great at catchphrases, I wish I would have come up with that one first.
I'm not coming up with anything right this second that you've said.
My sister used to tell people to honk their heads off. I always thought that was so good.
Honk your heads off.
Yeah, she said, go honk your head off. And then sometimes she would just say, honk your head off. But I thought that was a really good
phrase. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what it means.
No, I don't think anybody would.
But
I don't think it's positive. Like, if you're telling somebody to go honk your head off.
No, I don't think it is.
Go honk your head off.
But at the same time, I can kind of see it. I can kind of hear it.
Could be kind of fun, though.
Could be kind of funny.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
Go honk your head off.
That's a good one.
We just put up a show at IPSO, our art gallery at Fresh Produce, titled Who is Judith Schoenman? Where participating artists had the opportunity to make art like this artist we made up called Judith Schoenman. We just made her up.
Yep.
We asked artists to be somebody else, and they had to write an artist statement from Judith's point of view, and they had to make art from Judith's point of view. What did you think of the show?
I thought it was great. Here's what I liked about it. I think some people really went for it in terms of we know some of these artists and we kind of know where their, we know their point of view. We know where their maybe comfort areas are, the kinds of work that you might see from them. And the ones that really pushed it and did something different, like, oh, you made a thing that you wouldn't typically make because you thought Judith would make this. That was exciting to me.
And they got to picture themselves as somebody else.
Yeah. It was a cool exploration.
One of our participating artists, Blake Schumacher, wrote, Judith Schoenman was raised in Montpelier, Vermont, the only child of puppeteers Harold and Sylvia Schoenman, who created the long-running children's television program Mornings with Opie. I thought that was kind of a fun backstory.
That's fun.
So Judith inspired a challenge that I'd like to try on our computer radio program. We're going to call it, what should we call it? This is the...
Is this a segment?
Well, I think it's a challenge because I don't think we're going to do it more than once.
Okay, it's just a one-time deal.
And it could be called like the Judith Schoenman Executive Business Challenge. Okay. The Judith Schoenman Differentiated Business Challenge.
Okay.
Something that rolls off the tongue.
Yep, very simple and easy to remember.
I'd like you to come up with a biz or a couple of bizzes, other than fresh produce, that you'd like to be. That you'd like to be
other businesses.
Co-founder of. Yeah, and you don't have to come up with it now.
Oh, okay.
This is a two-parter. We've never done something like this on the Differentiated Business Program. Differentiated Judith Schoenman Business Executive Challenge.
Now, am I me, or am I Judith running these businesses?
No, this is just inspired by Judith.
Okay, it's inspired by Judith. It's still me.
It's you.
But I have to run two different businesses that aren't fresh produce.
Well, I'm gonna kind of repeat the challenge so that you can wrap your brain around it, because I know that it's not easy.
Yeah, it's a very...
It's the Judith Shornman Executive Differentiated Business Challenge. I'd like you to come up with a biz or a couple of bizzes other than fresh produce that you'd like to be. So these are existing bizzes that you've thought, gosh, it'd be fun to do that for a couple weeks. I really admire that business. I wouldn't mind being that. And I'm not saying that you want to end our business partnership. Like, we don't have to end our business partnership over
the executive business.
I'm not
challenge.
Trying to trifle with you.
No, don't.
This is not, it's not the Business Shornman Differentiated Trifle Challenge. That's not what this is.
No.
I'm not trifling with you.
Okay. Well, I'll give it some thought.
I want you to give it some thought, though.
I'll give you my druthers. Yep.
It'll be a good exercise.
Don't trifle with me.
Which business, other than fresh produce, would you like to be? Maybe it's a hot dog cart.
Maybe.
How likely is it that your answer will be hot dog cart? How likely? Scale to 1 to 15.
Probably 6. But it would be my cart, which would be really right at it.
And it wouldn't have to be hot. I guess if the differentiator in this business model is the cart.
Yeah.
I guess you could be doing a lot of things on that cart.
Yeah. Yeah, my cart.
Chigger creams.
Yep. Chigger creams, well, Chigger
if,
farms.
Okay, what if you're just known for the cart? And the cart is this exceptional looking cart that you're rolling around in.
Selling different things.
Selling different things, and you're showing up in different places with my cart.
Yep.
And one day it's chigger creams, the next day it's hot dogs. What else would you be peddling on this thing?
Chigger dogs.
Chigger dogs. Chigger dogs is, that was a good one. So that might have been a catchphrase, though, or a comeback that I'm like, ooh, I wish I would have thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't something I wish I would have thought of.
No. The way you said it, though, am I the business?
No, you're not the business.
Or I'm running the business.
No, listen, it's just a business that you've seen. So yeah, you just made up a business and we got carried away. That's not even the game.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you're the one that brought up the cart.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, would it be a hot dog cart?
Okay. It's just a business that I've seen or that's been out there, and now I get a chance to be a part of it.
So that's your challenge. It's the Business Shornman Differentiated Executive Trifle. And you have to come up with a couple of bizzes that you admire so much you'd like to be them for a day.
Okay.
You're not coming up with a new business concept.
I might. But I won't. I'll try not to.
But that wouldn't be...
That wouldn't be...
In the spirit of the question, would it?
It wouldn't.
You'd just be changing it around.
Yep.
And that's not what I'm asking for.
No. Okay.
I don't want you to get carried away with this and leave the business and buy a cart that you get from Manhattan, some Manhattan, slick Manhattan studio.
Genetically engineering chiggers to be more helpful around the house. Yep. Yep. Chigger City. Chigger farms. I mean, people love ant farms. I have never seen a chigger farm.
What about Chigger City? And you're selling chigger farms and different creams?
Chigger creams.
Yep.
Yep. I love it.